This is Arosha Shai, host of Satoshi Treasure Hunters, a channel that covers the news, updates, clue drops, and solves of the alternative reality game, Satoshi's Treasure Hunt, a game that allows the participants called hunters and the clans that they form to win a grand prize of $1 million USD in Bitcoin. This is season 2, and for our first weekly update, which is for August 13th to August 20th, well, let's just say things haven't quite progressed as we like. So let's get to the update. So after a progression of clue drops that had occurred, there's been a bit of a silence on the end of the game makers, and I want to say it's disappointing. That's the word I want to use. Disappointing by the fact that they haven't really communicated so far with any of the hunters or clans. There hasn't been any clue drops since the 15th. There have been some clue solves, and again, if this game is supposed to take a year for it to take place, these things need to start coming out, and it's just very odd. I don't know if it's because of the summer, if it's the lag, but given that the fact that many of the hunters are not teenagers, are not going to school, maybe some of them are in college or whatever, but it seems from the traffic and the dialogue, the most are pretty mid-20s, adult, established, that summer vacation is really not much of a thing or a priority, really. So for people are doing this in their spare time, whether they're on vacation or working or family and stuff like that. So for these clues not to, it's just a bit annoying. So let's talk about the solves that have happened and what's going on with the hunt itself. So we'll talk about the little bit of the knuffle, which I spoke to about during one of the clue drops, about GMT time. But this is the last communique that Satoshi's Treasure has done, and it's about the pair key. So to clarify, the pair key will be expired at midnight GMT on August 16th. Sorry for confusion. So far, the winner is Moss Cathedral of Cobra, Cobra, Spain, Hamilton Airport, Hamilton, New Zealand, 14 kilometers. I myself participated in this particular clue drop, even though I knew I wasn't going to win, or should say the pair key, I wasn't going to win, but it was fun. I'll have a link in the show notes if you want to see my pair. But there hasn't been an official declaration on the part of the game makers concerning who's the winner of this key, and also the winner of the street key. So that's a bit odd. This ended, you know, August 16th. It's August 20th. There hasn't been an update. And the street key ended July 28th. So it's been a while. So let's just hop into the site real quick. So the tone key was the last, you know, full your ear clue. The tone key was on August 15th. It was the last to drop. The street key was all the way back 7/14 is when that dropped, but it ended because it was a contest key video July 29th. July 29th is when that ended, and there it had Eastern Standard Time as a date, and we'll get back to the time knuffle on that. But the pair key was dropped July 18th, and it's another contest key. Again, they changed it to, it was August 15th, and now it's August 16th, 2019 at midnight GMT, the pairing with the maximum distance. And with both of those contest keys, there has not been an official declared winner. So the pair key and the street key have not yet been awarded to anyone. Now the STC key, the happy birthday key, which was the token key, it's finally off of CoinMarketCap. You finally can't can't search for that key anymore. So there's no way for anyone to be able to solve that. It was available for a little bit. So if you had jumped into the game just a couple weeks ago or mid-July, you were still able to acquire that key even though it stayed expired. But now it's off of CoinMarketCap and you can't get it. So just to demonstrate. Nope. So STC by the initials, it doesn't come up. Satoshi's treasure coin. And it's gone. So there is an update there on that game. It's finally officially expired. The checkerboard key, no one has declared that they have found it. So that is an unsolved puzzle, if you will. Of course, the corrupted key has been solved. The chroma key has been solved. The hackathon key, we talked about the issues about the fact that not everybody can, in fact, participate depending on their location. That has all the way to September 1st, so it's August 20th now, so you have still a bit of a time to enter that development contest, which is being paired with Coinless, and try to win that particular key, not to mention the prize money involved. The United key, no one has declared winner for the United key. So the last two keys have in fact been solved. So both the Toshi Cipher Group have stated that they have found the world key, both of them. Same thing with the Steam key. They have found... let's move that over. So if you look at the World Key Cache 02, time and space, one location was in Chicago, and I have a link in the show notes to the ST News Hunt. They actually physically went to Chicago and did a video of it and did met up with a hunter there and showed their journey to the location. So you can watch that yourself and see a fellow hunter trying to, you know, going out and trying to acquire and eventually acquiring the geolocation key. The Seattle key was also found. And then those who document their journey, if you will, get an additional key. So there was up to three keys available for individual hunters or clans to acquire. I haven't heard anybody say that they have not been able to find these keys after August 16th. As you can see, it's still marked available on the site, so it's very possible that those GPS locations are still up. We'll get back to a little bit in a second about that key as well. And then you had Fool Your Ears Clue, which was for the tone key. That was the music MP4 file in which you had to decipher 10 songs that were in the mix. I had stated, I think I made a comment in my channel that I thought R.E.M.'s the one I love from the 80s was one of the songs, but it's not. Many from the different clans that have announced that they solve Toshi Cipher and the Steam clan that... So an update on a video I had done before we get into some of the nitty-gritty of the hunt news. I had talked about the original OG crypto puzzle, Torch Hearts, or The Legend of Satoshi Nakamoto, or One Flame 6. And it was the physical painting was up for sale. I have a link at the end of the video. I'm right here. For anyone who's interested in watching a little bit about that puzzle. And it went up for sale. Its auction date was closing at Sunday, August 18th. And someone did win. It's 37.5 Ethereum. They won the auction. If you go to the auction site, which is done by OC.io, it says right here, 13.7. You can look at the different prices of the bids that were going on. All right, this site is just being goofy on me. So if you look at the price of Ethereum right now, which is $200 a pop. That's $7,511. So that's not bad for owning an original part of crypto history. I thought it would go a little bit higher, maybe because it was being in Ethereum. I think what is it called? OpenSea is an Ethereum project. I know that CoinArtist is doing stuff on the blockchain games, which is primarily an Ethereum, decentralized app dev development that's going on with her Neon District project. So she accepted Ethereum. I'm not even sure if it was done in Bitcoin, if it got any higher. But somebody now owns that physical painting. And it'll be interesting to see as time goes on what the value of that particular painting will be as far as, the history of Bitcoin, its place in that history. As time goes on, even as CoinArtist becomes a bit more famous, sometimes certain artists, their paintings, their early paintings become increasingly in value because you can see their progression as an artist and you have that like earliest look or view of their greatness, if you will. What that could add the weight to the value of the particular painting. So, some weird a bit news. Eric Meltzer in the public chat, because there was a bit of an issue of people getting booted out of the public chat, stated that, of course, it's not an official channel, but it's a nice place to chat, and that was August 17th. Which is very odd to me, considering that many of the geolocation clues that they have a QR code that sends people to this particular Telegram chat. So it makes it seem like it's official. So I understand that it's nice to shout out places that a community might form that's associated with things that you're doing. But I think maybe it would be nice to have a definitive, demarcation of official channel outputs, because currently right now the public channel is kind of a bit of a mess as far as a little bit of spam and just weird activities going on in it. It would be nice to have maybe just an official, like the Twitter account, official controlled by the game makers channel option for people. But even still, the public channel that has been created on Telegram is still a great source of resources for people and engagement. It allows for new hunters and clans to kind of gather information, gather resources, gather people, bounce off ideas and chit-chat and just talk about this particular game. So, in the public channel, and you can probably go back through the conversation, there has been a bit of an issue with this whole GMT time. And GM time is the Greenwich Maritime time. It's you know, zero, like London is, you know, the declared a place, but it's not something that people utilize any longer. It's very antiquated, if you will. Everyone's pretty much at UTC is the declared time, even though I think London is still zero for UTC. Even on the site that keeps track of Greenwich Mean Time, it says it's not currently observed in the UK. So see London for the time in UK and London. And I guess London is on GMT, but not UT. Or if you click on London, it's currently British summertime. So it's UTC plus one. And then the standard time for Greenwich Mean Time, or GMT, /UTC on the bottom here, starts October 27th at 2019. So it's a little weird. Personally, what I took it for a GMT was just, you know, antiquated London by London time for any of the dates and times. But let's see. If you look at the world cache, you have, you know, local time. So Chicago, local time for the availability. Now, I didn't actually have a specified time here for Chicago, but local time, 6 p.m. in Seattle, and then the date would pop up, or the geolocation would pop up. But that actually didn't quite happen. It was 2 hours earlier, so it was actually on Chicago time that it popped up, the grid location. So if you were monitoring the site, you got a little bit of a heads up on people. So you have that particular thing going on. The pair key, again, it was marked originally August 15th, 2019 at GMT time, but it switched to August 16th. And so, I think it would be best if they had UTC and maybe designate a particular location, like it's August 16, 2019 at, you know, London UTC time. And then just stick with London, or stick with Hong Kong or Tokyo or Beijing every time at that particular date when they're going to expire something, that location, so everyone gets their calendars and times situated. Street key, different time. Eastern Standard, 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay. I don't think you really need to have, you know, New York or Chicago is in Central Time, Boston or something like that. But I think it'd be helpful if they were very consistent with their times for the expiration, so people know when things are supposed to be put up and submitted and there is no confusion. So this goes back to consistency in communication, one voice, consistent along the clue lines of we'll always be doing everything in Eastern Standard Time, or we'll be always doing everything in UTC. So that way, people know where their bases are. They know how to plan and do things. And it's these little, kind of like I've stated before in previous videos, these little hiccups, these little mistakes that keep piling and adding, then makes it very difficult to navigate the game, and in some cases make some solutions for puzzles. particularly with some of the more ethical concerns when it comes to some of these contests with, you know, exposing your location or place or face to order to earn a prize, or paying for a prize. For example, the charitable contribution for the philanthropy key, or the fact that some of these coinless hackathon development things are, you know, you're 3 or 4 days behind everybody else that could potentially be aware of the hackathon or the zero knowledge key to be able to do some development. Puts people put on a bit of a bad footing. Let's make sure. Oh. So that's where we are so far with the hunt in the game. It's like I said, there was a bit of a knuckle about the fact of the inconsistencies of time zones with some of the attachments to some of these puzzles. That the telegram, and even if you look down here and hit telegram, it goes directly to the telegram. But it's not an official channel. Again, consistencies. So we've had that issue with just the game makers for the hunt. The solves, again, going from the street key, it hasn't been announced who the winner is for that contest. The world catch key, as we know, has already been solved. The other contest key, the pair key, hasn't been given out. The SEC key, which has been solved, is officially expired. If you go to CoinMarketCap, the listing has been pulled for the SEC coin. It was up there for a while, even though it was marked as expired on the site. The checkerboard key, no one has stated that they have solved that particular key. The corrupted key has been solved. The chroma key has been solved. The hackathon key is one of those development contest keys. You have all the way to September 1st to gather a group. And if you have some development skills, put your proposal in. And if you win, you could earn a Satoshi treasure key. The United key, and no one has declared that they have found or solved this particular puzzle. The world key has been solved, but it's still available for any hunter or clan out there to be able to solve. The tone key has been solved. There's been two public clans that have declared that they've solved it. It's still available for anybody to solve. So that's it for this weekly update. As soon as the new clue drops, of course, I'll do a clue drop video. But that's it for me for now on this particular video. Hope you've been informed to be able to, you know, report back to your clans, take the information in stride. My name is Orosia Shai. This is Satoshi's Treasure Hunters. You've been updated. Good luck to all the clans and hunters out there. On with the hunt.